Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So here's the question for you today. Are you ready to train your brain? I'm going to give you a solution if you do. Everybody wants to be smarter, right? Well, maybe not everybody, but I sure do, and I hope it's not too late. I've invited a special guest. Steve Lamkin is the president and owner, or owner and director of Learning RX, and they are a, well, I'm going to let Steve explain, you know, because they do a lot of different things. So let me let Steve. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. I'm glad to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Don't let me tell people who you are, okay? So I wanted Steve to come on. I'm fascinated by this whole area of being able to deliberately improve or change the way we think about things. I've had critical thinkers come on. I've had people from all walks of life, psychologists and counselors. And so the next thing that made sense for me is to have you come on. And so tell us a little bit about, you've got Learning RX, which is in Port Orange and in Sanford. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Well, we train the brain. We make you smarter, like you said.
Is it possible? Really?
It is possible.
There's hope for me?
Even you, David, we
okay.
can make
All
smarter.
Right.
We improve IQs, basically. So, and on our 24-week programs, we average about a 20-point improvement in IQ. So we're not talking a small change.
That's significant.
A very significant change in IQs. But it's more than just IQs. What we always start with, we do a cognitive skills test on somebody before we start a program with them. That way we can find out where their underlying skills are, where are their memories, short and long term, processing speed, logic and reasoning, auditory processing, visual processing. Once we determine where their weak areas are, then we design a program to help improve those, and we do that through mental exercises. Now, in addition to improving IQs, our reading program averages over a 3-year improvement in reading skills in just 24 weeks. That's a tremendous thing. There's no other program that can get anywhere near that kind of improvement in such a short period of time.
That's pretty impressive, Steve. Now, this is a this is part of a national group. This is not just here in our local market. This is all over the country?
Yes. There's currently about 88 centers across the country.
Okay. This is a big deal then.
Yes. Yeah.
This isn't something you set up in your garage. I mean, I mean, this is a national organization, really.
Yes. And it's been well-researched and well-documented improvements. There's been over 30,000 people go through our program year to date. So we have a lot of statistics on improvements. We've had independent studies done by 3 major universities, and the University of Virginia is in the middle of doing another study for us. So there's a lot of research that went into this program. And the effects are proven. It's not just, oh, yeah, we're saying this. We can actually document and show the improvements.
Well, let me get a website out because I know people are going to be interested in going and checking it out. It's learningrx.com.
Yes.
And then we've got a local number for the Port Orange location. It's 386-761-3220, 386-761-3220, learningrx.com. And there's also, so there's a location in Port Orange, and then there's a location, is it Sanford or Lake Mary?
We call it the Lake Mary Center, but it's actually physically in Sanford. Okay. It's right on the border.
All right, that clears that up. Okay. All right, so now the first obvious question I wanted to ask you, Steve, about this, because I'm very intrigued by what you're doing, and I'm really very pleased that you know, and happy that you have made this available by reaching out to this national organization to make this type of thing available locally here in our East Central Florida region. Is this just for kids?
No, it's for all ages. Our brains are plastic throughout our life. Certainly a little more plastic the younger, up to age 11 is when the major plasticity in our brain is. But it's for all ages. Last year we had a 92-year-old gentleman that graduated. He had some mental decline and slips, so we put him through the program, and he saw some good results to help keep himself mentally sharp.
I love it. And we gave you the local number, the 761-3220 for local area. Is there something I can let our listeners know? Now, let's do this. There's a cognitive skills test that you do. That's what you were referring to before?
Correct. It's we use the Woodcock-Johnson test of cognitive skills. It's the most commonly used test of its type in the area. Our normal fee for that is $149, but for listeners of the David Holland Show, we'll do a $100 discount.
Wow.
So for just $49, somebody could come in and find out what's going on. If their child has a learning struggle, the schools will tell you, okay, there's a problem. They don't tell you why. We can identify what's causing the problem and treat the root cause of the problem, not just the symptom.
So that's a great, thank you, Steve, for doing that for us. So if you heard that right, ladies and gentlemen, that there's $100 off their normal cognitive skills test, so it's only $49. You know, Steve, people have been telling me I need to get my head checked for a long time. So for $50, I can go get it done. I like that. And then now after you have the test done, then you do the analysis and you're able to identify probably pretty easily and pretty clearly, and it probably shows up in a real obvious way where people may need to have some additional training, you know, kind of raising those lower bars up higher with the others.
Right, correct. And then $49 includes not only the testing, which takes a little over an hour, but then I'd sit with them for an hour or so, go over the results, explain to you what they mean and what can be done to improve it. So sometimes parents come in and say, oh, they're struggling and, you know, they do bad on tests. Well, maybe it's a memory problem. We can identify it and then we work on the memory.
I love it.
Processing speed problem. We identify it, work on the processing.
Fantastic, fantastic. Steve Lampkin, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do this. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
And we're back, and I'm very pleased to have Steve Lampkin in the studio with us today. He is the owner and director of Learning RX, two locations in the East Central section of Florida. I point that out because we have listeners all over, one in Port Orange and one in Sanford, Lake Mary area. Now, there's also another 86 around the country. So if somebody's listening to this program, they can, of course, you know, open up the phone book or they can go on the internet and do a search looking for something locally. So if somebody's out in Oregon listening to this program, you know, which they can do over the internet, and we have other resources where they can do that, there's other locations besides what's here.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, excellent. So, Steve, let me ask you this. One of the other obvious things I think people would be curious about is, what is the difference? I love the way you put it, is brain training and these things that these skills and processes you use to help people think better, basically. So my question is, what is the difference between brain training and tutoring?
Okay. It's actually very, very different, David. Teaching and tutoring helps you learn subject matter and that. But until you have the ability to reason or to remember or process information, tutoring or teaching can be fairly ineffective. What we do is we improve that ability to learn. So when people come to our program, we're not going to teach them history or English. We're going to improve their skills so that when they go to class, they can learn better, quicker, and easier. Good example, we had somebody come through a couple of years ago, was a 10th grader, was failing math, reading at a 5th grade level.
Mm.
24 weeks later, she was number one in her math class.
Wow.
And reading at a 12th grade level. We did not teach her any math. We gave her the skills, so now when she went to math class, she got it, understood it, and was able to retain what she learned.
Excellent. So you're talking about, you know, improving memory. You're talking about improving processing speed.
Correct.
And then the ability to think logically. And so there's those are the major things that are focused on?
And there's visual processing, too, which is a very important math skill. and auditory processing, which is the key to reading and spelling.
Okay.
That's the ability to recognize sounds, how they blend together and come apart. Some people just don't have that ability neurologically. It's not a hearing, physical hearing problem, but neurologically, the mind just cannot separate those slight differences in sounds, especially the vowel sounds. They're very similar. Until you develop the mind's ability to recognize those sounds, any type of reading instruction is going to have a minimal effect because your mind doesn't have the ability to recognize the different sounds.
Very interesting. So, you mentioned a statistic earlier that, you know, you've had people improve their IQ scores, which is kind of an overall measure of all those things you just talked about, by as much as 20 points.
We had one girl came in, actually her mom brought her in because she missed the gifted programming. Her IQ wasn't high enough. So she brought her in, put her through the program, took her back to the school psychologist, and her IQ went up 35 points.
Oh, well, she skipped gifted and went right to Mensa. Yeah,
pretty much. I even fell off my seat that. Wow. I've always believed IQs could be improved. I never thought we could improve them as
well. Well, that's what you mentioned before, the plasticity, if that's the right word, or
yes.
that the brain can still, it's never too late. That's a bit of a nice way of putting it. I mean, but over on the other end, you know, one of the things, of course, that we are told to help stave off cognitive impairment and the Alzheimer's and things is keeping a sharp mind and staying active. So this is kind of like crossword puzzles on steroids.
Exactly. And actually, there's just a new thing came out on crossword puzzles, and I find they're not quite having as much of an effect as what they originally thought in the study. And I'm not really surprised at that, from what I know, because doing crosswords is good. Any mental activity is good for you. But you have to have a real intensity to make a difference and do that consistently over a period of time. Now, if you were in a crossword tournament and you had to compete and you were timed, that would take the effect of crossword doing crossword puzzles up 4 or 5-fold. Still not, you know, what our program does, but it's still a good mental exercise. Same with a lot of different games and things.
Very interesting stuff, Steve. You're just joining us. Steve Lampkin's on the, in the studio. He's not on the line. He's right here in my studio with me at our 700 West Granada building. And Steve is owner director of Learning RX. The website is learningrx.com. Two locations in the East Central Florida area, Port Orange and in Sanford, Lake Mary. So let's grab another quick break. We'll come back. And I want to ask Steve a really good question about the ADHD and attention issues. So stay right there.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And we're back with Steve Lampkin, and we're talking about ways to train your brain, and not just for the youngsters, it's for people of all ages. We just talked about, the positive impact this type of ongoing mental stimulation can have on staving off cognitive impairment and even have a positive impact on Alzheimer's. Jump back to the other end of the spectrum, which is the attention issues. We're hearing more and more about children that, you know, 20, 30 years ago, you hardly ever heard about this. I mean, I was certainly hyperactive as a child and probably had a little bit of undiagnosed ADHD or, you know, I had to focus very hard. So, but today we hear a lot more about it. And so are there ways to apply this brain training through your Learning RX to have a very positive effect on the attention deficit issues?
Yes, we've seen really great improvements in attention and attention deficit. It's hard to measure that. There's not a test that says, here's your attention quota. It's kind of how many symptoms you have. And it's the diagnosis of it has been exploding. I don't know why that is. But what we're seeing with the fact, we have drills that specifically work on developing attention. And we're doing drills. We will purposely distract the child while they're doing the drills, trying to get them off task, training them how to stay focused and attentive. The only real measurement we can have on attention is medications. We see a lot of kids now are on medications for ADD, ADHD. We see about half of those kids come off medication. The ones we go through our program, half. We don't know how many we're preventing from even going on.
Wow.
Again, I had some students through that the parents said, oh, the teacher's been bugging me. Got to get him on medication. Got to get him on medication. He can't focus. 3 months later, she came into my office all smiles saying, hey, I met with the teacher this morning. She says, boy, ever since you put him on medication, he's great. Of course, he never went on medication. He just came to our program.
Wow, well, the medication was Learning Rx, huh? Yeah. That's your prescription for learning.
That's right. And there's so many side effects to those medications.
Yeah,
if we can prevent it, you know, of course, there's going to be times when kids need it. But if we can avoid it, that's a big help.
That's excellent. Now, I was thumbing through your materials, Steve, and I want to ask you about something, and it was very curious to me. We've talked about, of course, you know, developmental and learning challenges for children. We talked about it the other end with people as they age and this being something that can be helpful. But I saw in your materials that you actually, that this could also be used for people who have suffered some form of trauma. And you had an example of a gentleman who had been in a motorcycle accident, and it left him with, I guess you would call it a regression of his brain functionality.
Yeah, that was a gentleman in Texas, went through one of our Texas centers, and he was in a coma for like 8 or 9 months.
Wow.
And there's actually a book called Vital Connections out that tells about his story. But he came out of that, you know, he was lucky to survive
sure. In
the first place, and then he was acting more like a 5-year-old. And this was a very successful gentleman, had a multi-business operation. He's gone through the program several times. He's not back 100% to where he was, but he's back in working, running his businesses again.
Wow.
So it's a tremendous improvement.
Well, that's interesting. And, you know, I was thinking about it from a business application standpoint, and I don't know how this would quite fit, and this is just off the top of my head and not going to hold Steve to this, but this also might be something that could even be a way of, you know, businesses are always looking for ways to develop their employees. And especially with certain types of businesses where you have to, you know, you got to think pretty quickly. You know, we could always feel like we could all use a little more processing speed, right?
Yes. We have had some business people come through the program and they've been able to work much more efficiently, make more money because they can work faster, they can solve problems better, and that equals dollars. I'm also interested. I really think there would be I haven't had time to go out and look, but in manufacturing, and through it, they improved their processing speed, and if they can manufacture more in the same amount of time, the program would more than pay for itself.
You know what? Where I think it would be really interesting to look at, Steve, and again, this is just another thing off the top of my head, is you know, one of the things, of course, with manufacturing is accidents and safety.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes a little bit of lack of focus or a little bit of, you know, skipping a procedure or something that could cost significant money. It'd be cheaper to everybody have, you know, some brain training.
Right. They could think quicker and they can make better decisions over if an emergency or something happens, they're able to solve the problem better.
Excellent. Excellent. I just love what you're doing, Steve. Steve Lampkins with Learning Rx. He's the owner director of the two locations locally, Port Orange and Sanford. And the website, again, is learningrx.com. Let's grab a quick break, Lisa, and then we'll come back and rejoin Steve. Stay right there.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Lampkins in the studio with me here, LearningRx, LearningRx.com, and we're talking about the multiple applications. We're coming up with new ones on the show for his brain training programs that are available through LearningRx. And so for people, they can just call the office. They can say, I want to come in. They schedule an appointment.
Yes. Call the office, schedule an appointment for a test. That's where we really need to start, because until we find out exactly what's going on, we can't, I'm just guessing at what the solution is. Once we do the testing, then we'll know and we can come up with a precise plan on how to make the improvements or changes we need, whether that's a struggling student or a student that's just looking to do better, wanting to get a better college placement, qualifying for more scholarship money.
Yeah, it's not just for folks that are having, I get it, Steve, not just for somebody who's having trouble. You know, if you have a child that is struggling, or it takes them a lot longer to do the homework than it really should, or they're having, you know, they're not remembering some of the basic skills they were had supposed to have learned maybe at a younger age.
Right.
that's obviously a very appropriate thing for them. But even for kids that are at a much higher, you know, functioning level where, they, like you said, they want to boost that SAT, they want to, you know, they want to get even a little bit higher. It, in other words, if a child or an adult is already performing at a higher level, doesn't mean that they can't still improve.
Correct. And we see a lot of kids in the gifted programming. Because just because their IQ is high doesn't mean there's not a cognitive weakness. An IQ is an average of our intellectual capacity. It doesn't mean that everything is working well. And some of those kids get more frustrated because there's a real slow processing. Parents are going, well, their IQ is way up there. How come they can't keep up with kids not in gifted? It's because of our processing speed.
Interesting. Yeah, because it's kind of like a, and I'll use an analogy of a, like a car. You know, you could have a really powerful engine, but if it's not aerodynamic or you've got not the best wheels on it, it's you know, you need all parts to work to really max out the vehicle, right?
That's funny. I use that scenario a lot. My example is, what happens if you got a car with an average body style? It's got a quotient of 100. You put twice the engine in it than everybody else, quotient of 200, but it's got four flat tires.
Yeah.
So it's an average car. 200, 100, zero,
that's
average
true.
Out
good,
is
good
average,
point. Good
but
point.
you're not going anywhere in that car.
That's very interesting. I think that I think there's a lot of application here for this, Steve. Anything that I haven't asked you that I should about how this program works? You mentioned like it's like a 6-month program.
Well, it's most
or can
of,
be.
It can be. Yeah, we have a lot of different lengths of programs. Depends on the child or the individual's needs. Most of our programs run into 3 to 6 month range. Again, we're a little bit shorter or longer depending on the situation. And other big thing is our changes are permanent. This isn't something like tutoring. You go, you're struggling in math, you take your child for tutoring, they'll catch them up to math skills for this year. Well, next year they're going to learn something new. Well, they haven't solved why they struggled to learn, you have to tutor again. And the statistics show after the first year of tutoring, you lose about 80% of what you learned.
Wow.
Our statistics show after 1 year, we have a 98.7% retention of cognitive skill gains.
Wow.
So it's a permanent change. It's not an ongoing problem. You solve the problems. The only reason people come back for more is to say, hey, we've moved them up. We want to move them up some more.
Sure.
And that is possible.
And it's a weekly? How what's the frequency?
Most of the students come between 2 and 5 days a week. Again, it's structured differently. It's individual. It's one-on-one, so it's structured to the individual's needs.
Very good. So during the week and weekend, or just during the week?
Mostly during the week.
During the week,
we do
okay.
Some of our trainers will work Saturdays.
Okay.
Again, it's one-on-one, so
okay.
You don't have to schedule a class. We can be a lot more flexible with our schedule.
Well, and I like the one-on-one, and is it the same person that goes through the whole program with them?
Usually, yes.
Okay, that's very good, because you know, a lot of times with the kids, they need that, you know, that consistency.
Yeah, and they develop a relationship, and that does tend to help.
That's excellent. Well, Steve, I love what you're doing. I think it's fantastic. I'll remind our listeners about your special offer. They want to go to the learningrx.com or call the local number. Again, for everybody on the east central section of Florida, this is for you. We've got folks listening from all over the country, but the local is 386-761-3220. And for listeners of the program today, there is $100 off of the cognitive skills tests, and that makes it only $49. So they'll just mention my name.
Yeah, just mentioned that they heard you on the radio
right.
With David Holland.
Fair enough. All right. Well, hopefully they all forgot it until they get to you, Steve. Then you can make them remember. All right. Now, before I let you go, Steve, I want to ask you one more question. And this is kind of this is an investment and finance show. You know that, right?
Yes, correct.
Steve said, hey, I listen all the time, which is wonderful. Thank you. I want to ask you from the, you know, we invest in a lot of things. You know, we invest in our appearances. We invest in, diet, exercise. We, of course, for students graduating high school, we invest in their college education to make them hopefully more successful or more rewarding careers. Help us kind of connect the dots here with this type of program with the brain training. Is that something that can translate to better outcomes or even more successful careers?
Yes, definitely more successful careers. I had better school placement and better scholarship money. And we've had a few college students came through that were afraid they were going to be failing out of college, and this made the difference. And we spend thousands of dollars on college. Some colleges, $40,000, $50,000 a year. Why wouldn't you spend a small amount of money to make sure that they get the most they possibly can out of that college career?
That's excellent. Well, and I wanted to ask you that too. So this is not a sight unseen deal. They can come in, they can do the test. You know, again, they can mention my name and the show, and they can get that significantly discounted test at the $49. And then once you've done that, you can meet with them and talk about basically a course of treatment, for lack of a better word, a curriculum for them in terms of the brain training, and then you can talk to them about the costs that are associated. And I imagine it's very customized.
Yeah, it's very customized, and it is very affordable. Cost-effectiveness, there's no program that's ever even close to us for cost-effectiveness. And one of the statistics I wanted to just quickly run through, and there's a statistic done on IQs and what kind of earning you can expect. IQs below 80, the average earnings is about $28,000 a year. 80 to 89 IQ, it goes up to 46,000. 90 to 109, the average range of IQs, is 62,564. Over 110 to 119, it's 71,800 a year. Over 120, average person earns 83,900. So you can see what just even the 10-point improvement in IQs makes a significantly better earning potential for yourself. Of course, you still got to go out and work and get the job, but you have a much better potential to earn more. And so a 20-point improvement in IQs could equate to an extra $15,000 to $20,000 per year in earnings based on the average statistics.
Wow. And so let's do some math. You put that over a 20, 30, 40-year working period, you're talking about a lot of money. Where's my HT12? My HP12C, and I'll do a present value calculation. I don't think I need to. I think I can tell that that's a lot of money. Potentially that somebody could end up really, your point's well taken, Steve. There is an investment. Let's not kid anybody. There's an investment, and but you can talk with them about that. And again, learningrx.com and the local number for our East Central Florida, 386-761-3320 for the Port Orange location. And then for the Sanford Lake Mary, it's 407-322-3144. All right, Steve, that's all the time we have. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.